You see them everywhere, these antibacterial soaps with killer claims. But these labels might become a thing of the past. The Food and Drug Administration says antibacterial soaps may actually be harmful. They could pose health risks, such as bacterial resistance or hormonal effects. The most common ingredient in antibacterial soaps, triclosan.
There are some impacts that triclosan may have on the hormone system, which could affect developing bodies like in children and infants. If it's not doing any good, then why are we putting this potentially harmful chemical in our homes?
That's right. The FDA says there's no evidence antibacterial soaps prevent illness any better than plain old soap and water. So the agency has put this demand on soap manufacturers. Prove that your antibacterial products are safe and better than regular soap, and if you can't, scrub off those claims. Soap manufacturers say they're up to the task.
Manufacturers have presented such data in the past, and with this new proposed rule that's out, we'll have another opportunity to present newer research that shows, again, a germ-killing benefit of antibacterial soap and data that does show that these soaps are safe.
The annual Christmas parade in La Jolla, California. One group tried to get the name Christmas removed from the event. They failed. Here are some of your comments about the story. Tim asks, why should a small group affect the wishes of the majority? Keep it Christmas, La Jolla. Tanner thinks they should have a separate parade for people who don't celebrate Christmas. Anai thinks they should change the name so that all religions can feel welcomed. Kevin says if it's inclusive of other people, that's sharing the holiday spirit, not fighting over one word and a name. Nicholas says at his school, we can't talk about Christmas. We say the holidays. Why can't the parade do the same? Rebecca says this has nothing to do with the parade and everything to do with atheists wanting to remove any religion whatsoever from public view. And from Emily, Christmas is a big holiday for a lot of people. And if you don't celebrate it, that's okay, but that doesn't mean that nobody else can. We mentioned Brazil earlier. That country's also hosting next year's World Cup soccer tournament. It's a lot to do to get ready for the month-long event, including building stadiums for the matches in different cities. But work at one site is suspended.